Baby Anorexia, written by Christina Curtin, January 22nd, 2024. I am not a rookie. I've raised 3 babies so far. I consider myself somewhat of a pro, if you can ever truly be that as a parent. But looking back at pictures of Marina from a few months ago, I can't believe I let her get so skinny. Her scrawny legs and arms are so obviously wrong to me now. But back then, we joked about how she had bird legs. Of course, all my babies were tiny. I don't make giant turkeys. But I don't know how me back then thought she was fine when I was allowing my baby to basically starve to death. Oh, I know what it was. It was sleep. Glorious sleep. This child slept from birth. I would have to wake her to eat in the hospital, and this continued once we came home. Why did my veteran mom brain think it was okay for a newborn to sleep the entire day away instead of being attached to my boob 24 hours like my other children? My babies don't sleep. Hell no. They become a fifth limb to my body for the first 12 months. That's their thing. The saying, too good to be true, should have been playing loudly in my head when Marina allowed me to set her down and sleep for hours without contact. On her back, no less. My kids hated sleeping on their backs unless I was holding them. But Marina was the, quote, perfect baby, end quote. I'd swaddle her up, lay her in her little bassinet, and walk away. For hours. I was so deliriously happy to have an easy child that I didn't question it. I basically allowed her to almost sleep starve herself to the point of needing hospitalization. I thought babies would cry if they were hungry, not sleep. I remember all the advice saying, listen to your baby, they will tell you what they need. But this was 100% wrong for Marina. She wasn't telling me what she needed. I think she was too weak to. I let my busy life with my other 3 kids overshadow her needs. I took it as a blessing at the time that she slept so much. Look at me, I finally got an easy kid. Instead, I should have worried a little more. It took her flat out refusing my boob for me to finally wake up. I knew that this was definitely a bad sign. She had nursed fine at birth. She latched and put on weight just fine. But something happened as she grew a bit bigger. I may have ignored and allowed the sleeping, but I knew that her not breastfeeding had to be a sign of a bigger problem. Hello? Your child looks like a skeleton, Christina. Wake the fuck up. One trip to the lactation consultant woke me up. Marina had fallen off the growth chart entirely and was given a failure to thrive diagnosis. Hearing them say those words hit me right in the heart. Failure to thrive. I felt like I failed her. But here we are, 2 months since that diagnosis, and I have myself a little chunker. She is the biggest of all my babies now, most likely thanks to eating from the bottle. Unlike my other girls, she doesn't have to strain and hang on to my tiny boobs all day to get a good meal. She guzzles down her bottles like my 80-year-old aunt did birthday shots last week. Like a boss. I look at her thick little thighs and I am happy and slightly ashamed all at the same time. Because I compare what is to what was. She wasn't meant to have bird legs, unless you were talking about huge rotisserie chicken thighs. I'm trying to give myself grace. It's not like I did it on purpose. It's not like I didn't love her. But I do feel like I had neglected her out of convenience. And like everything, I'm going to try and learn from it and be grateful for what is. So, with that said, I am grateful that I did finally wake up and realize it wasn't right. I am grateful for the lactation consultants who were my village during that super stressful time and celebrated every ounce gained with me like it was opposite day on The Biggest Loser. I needed that support. I am grateful to her pediatric chiropractor and dentist that helped her through a tongue tie, even though she still refuses the boob, this still has benefits. I am grateful to those mamas that donated or sold me milk that helped feed her while I worked on my own supply. I am grateful for the wearable breast pumps that let me pump while driving, brushing hair, watching soccer games, or typing this post. I am grateful for free formula cans that help feed Marina's insatiable cluster feeding sessions. Seriously, she consumes so much. I don't know how her stomach contains it, but it does. I'm grateful for the ladies on my Facebook page that advised me to go see a lactation consultant, and for the Facebook groups where other moms shared their experiences and made me feel less alone. I am grateful that I have this feeding experience with Marina because, though I miss some aspects of nursing, the freedom that comes with bottle feedings is something I deeply appreciate because I nursed my others. No more hanging over the car seat to feed a baby my boob while driving long distances. My biggest lesson is that my baby might not always tell me what she needs. She is a baby after all. Most of the time, I need to rely on me to be awake, step up, be her mom, and do what's best. I will try my hardest, Rena baby, to not fail you like this again.